Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, we're good?
I think so.
Yeah, good.
All is good.
You got these? All access? Church of Laszlo?
Yep.
Glass of Animals tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah. I notice.
A cool thing, right?
Be very cool. I'm going to put it with my other lanyard here. I notice you don't wear yours ever.
I'm not.
I'm the only one who wears a lanyard. I just feel like maybe now's, you know, for the next however long it takes until if and when we sign a contract, maybe just try and do the stuff that they ask us to do. Maybe you guys could get the lanyard, you know?
You know what? There is some hope. I mean, it does say Church of Laszlo 20th anniversary.
Yes, it does.
And I thought about that. I was like, yeah, it does. I mean, it is. So it gives you hope that you'll be here. But then I'm like, it's a 20th anniversary. I mean, It's here.
Right. And also, I don't know if you saw, but Redditors pointed something out, which I thought I hadn't actually thought of. I was like, oh, God, you're right. They said, you know, well, yeah, but I'm sure that the company or the station, whatever, they probably have backup artwork ready to just just make it a show. You know, it's just a Glass Animals show.
Well, I don't know that they would have been able to get Glass Animals.
Well, that's true.
And I don't know that they've been able to get the 1975 because we have such relations. I mean, Glass Animals driving in. Right?
Yep.
They're going to do four or five songs, hang out with us, and just, you know, as, you know, hey, thanks.
Yep.
But I don't know if they'd be able to pull that off.
No, they wouldn't have been able to book
it. But, you know.
But the
idea. They could do something else for sure.
Oh, yeah. And the idea that, you know.
And if we're gone, they could easily take the Laszlo thing off the 1975. That's not lost on me.
Right.
They're like, well, it's already done, boys. They're like, what was that? No, it ain't. Okay.
Yeah, and then the band shows up and says, where's Laszlo? And they're he didn't show. Mm. I don't know. That's just what they seem like. Oh, yeah, sounds about right. Okay. So, you know, obviously you and I have been talking about work stress or whatever.
Sure.
I don't know how stressed you are about it, but. I was looking at this.
I'm more stressed that, you know, this defensive line I'm coaching in football just got to figure out how to shoot the right gap at the right time. It's very.
So is that your biggest stressor right now?
Man.
Coaching?
Keeps me up at night.
This is it, huh?
Yeah,
this
right.
is your
sure.
biggest daily stressor. Because I saw this thing about, I think it was Harris Poll, one of the polls that you've heard of, you know, asking about the things that stress people out, which I guess they do this every year. And the difference this year was that people talked about Russia-Ukraine a lot being a big stressor, that stresses them out, which I know
that stresses you out. That does stress you out, right?
I mean,
I've heard you talk about it before.
It's not something I would list in like my top five.
Julia,
I don't think,
Russia-Ukraine
now.
Stress you out?
It probably would if I thought about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't.
You on like a daily basis.
Don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if I spend time thinking about anything, it'll stress me out.
Yeah. Don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And maybe like when the news broke, maybe I was.
When the news broke and it was like all we were hearing about, it definitely stressed me out.
And I mean, I'm probably more stressed about the China thing right now after Pelosi went to, do that little visit. Yeah. With all the military stuff going on yesterday and today. I mean, I don't know. But again, that's not like. If I
that stuff doesn't stress me out.
I know it never does. Laszlo's never stressed out by geopolitical turmoil and war planes.
I have
showing
to try
off.
To just not look at news because then I just get stressed out in general.
Right. Yeah, that type of news specifically can make me nervous. So it's kind of like WebMD. I try not to go too far down that rabbit hole. But another thing that people, of course, are stressed out about is COVID-related stuff, still inflation and gas prices. But I'm looking at the top things. Like what would you say really is on a daily basis? Maybe the your top stressor or one of the things that you think of that pretty much every day is something
work.
That stresses you out.
Work right now.
Just the idea of like going to work.
If I'm
hoping that you still have a job.
The cost of things.
Yes.
Right. Like how do I figure that out?
Yeah. I think.
How do I figure it out if I don't have a job? It's a lot harder to figure out the cost of things when you don't have a job. So
all work
certainly
related.
Money and work is that's my stressor and it can even be if I'm going down that road like you'd be like well oh I'm stressed about Russia and China I'm like. to figure out, do I have a college savings fund? Like, I got immediate needs, man.
Right.
And I'm not the president, so.
Right. It's kind of out of your control.
People elected you. Figure it out.
But the other part, you do have to take care of. The job part. Yes, I agree. I can't see how, you know, and this is not, this is contract stuff, all that aside. Just any given day of any year, if it's a weekday, the thing I'm most stressed about, I would say, is work. But I was surprised. Julie, what's yours?
During the week, work.
I mean, yeah, like on a daily basis, on an average day, what would you say is your top thing that stresses you out?
Work.
Work, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Snow cone? You get kind of stressed easily, but then also there's certain things that would stress me out that don't stress you out. But you get stressed out about work, right?
Yeah.
That's probably your top one.
Yeah, for sure.
So
different reasons, but yeah.
I'll tell you what doesn't stress me out. AMC being up 20% today.
It looks like that was quite the move yesterday. So that's good news, eh?
Yeah.
Could
may
be
not
a
need
money,
a contract.
Speaking
eight
of money,
strong together.
Yeah.
I told you.
I know, but I bought.
I just held.
I bought company stock.
Generational wealth. Well, let's see that.
No, let's not. Let's We don't have to talk about that. But, you know, I'm a strong believer, as I think you are, too. So, you know, that's the move I made. I'm in it for the long haul, the long term.
It's down 15%.
I know. There was some.
But they haven't signed us yet. So, I would, you know,
that's a bump.
Boom.
I don't see how it's not insider trading, honestly. But it says that people get stressed out, 14 times a day. All right, fine, sure, I have no idea. But that these are the top ones, the top 10 things, which I don't know that any of these would have really crossed my mind, or at least most of them. Cleaning the house. Okay.
That's a stressor of mine.
I guess it is, but
yeah,
I mean,
that stresses me out if it's needed to be done. Yeah.
It's a different kind of stress, though, than the money and job thing. You know, it's just
It's just hanging over you.
Yeah.
And you can't relax until it's done, but you want to relax.
Okay.
And it does
hang
over you. Like right now, I know, like I had the boys, you know, my long time, right?
Yeah.
I know when they left this morning, I looked around and was like, man, what a disaster.
So you got to clean it.
And I'm like, I got to clean, but I don't want to.
Sure.
You know, so now am I going to go home and not do it?
Okay.
You know, I got to get to it, and I might not even do it tonight. Like, I'll make sure all the dishes are clean, because that's, like, one of my things, but, you know, am I really going to do it? Am I not going to do it? And if I don't, then just one more day hanging over your head.
That makes sense. All right. It's because I was thinking of it as an inconvenience, but you're right. It is a stress, because you want to, you don't want to be the person who, you know.
Well, I know when I go home tonight, I'm not going to be like, look how great this house looks. When I go home tonight, I'm going to be like, God, damn, I got more stuff to do.
That's true. Okay,
that's
the
problem with it. Like, I got more stuff to do.
Waiting for you. Yeah.
If I want, you know, if not, I'm a big proponent also on those days. And if you are stressed, look, we all got a ton of stuff going on. Clean that one room.
Yeah,
just the one you're in.
Yep.
Even if you got to move stuff to another room that you're not in. You can figure that out, but there is something relaxing about, like, all right, I'm in the living room and it's clean.
Yes.
Yeah. Or just don't have dishes in your sink.
Yeah,
that's
fine. That's
the last thing you ever want to do.
Yeah. I cleaned my kitchen before I left for work today because I was like, I don't want to come home to this. Like,
it's the worst.
Because I had to take my oldest, this is stressful, to his final day of driver's ed.
I know, that's so crazy.
Right? He's got his permit.
I'm just excited about it, because I read all the stuff about kids not being excited about it anymore. I'm happy that he's excited about it. He's doing good.
Kids aren't excited about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the kids are waiting a lot longer to get their driver's licenses. They're not wanting to get cars. A lot of kids are saying that they plan on never getting cars. Of course, a lot of those kids live in more urban areas where there's more public transportation.
Oh.
But yeah, every year there seems to be a decline in interest.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, oversleeping and then having to catch up. All right, that's fine. You oversleep and now you're running behind.
I will say, like, sleep situations can stress me out because I never sleep well, and then I'm tired, and then just the cycle.
Yeah, the laying there at night, too, when you can't sleep, you're like, damn it, another day. Family issues, so that's just, fine, stuff going with your family. Being late for work. Then money is number six.
That's something that never bothers me.
Being late for work.
Don't care.
Money's number six.
I could be 20 minutes late coming here. I'm like, I'm in no hurry.
You'd be all right.
I am in no hurry.
So then money is six. Five is body pain, like feeling sore pain that you get stressed about that, which that makes sense to me, but I don't know if that's...
I would think you just put that under health issues, which we all do, right? You're like, God.
Arguments with your significant other, okay.
I don't have one. So that, like, you can get rid of that stress. It ain't easy, but you can get rid of it.
Right. It's like ripping off the
band. You're stressful. You're stressed because you're arguing all the time. And then you have the most giant argument ever where you have to bring in professional arguers.
Right.
And then someone who decides who the better arguer is, right?
Yeah.
They're like an actual judge. It's a judge of arguing.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that judge says, you guys suck at arguing and you guys are great at arguing, right? Then all the stress goes away.
Yeah.
It's over.
For the most part, right? I mean, it's like fighting a war, but there is a winner, usually.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's some residual, casualties that you weren't planning on years later,
Right, sure.
A couple mines in the water that you step on that you weren't sure about, but for the most part, it's over.
Okay, then the next one's not being able to find your keys, phones, wallet, whatever.
Hate it every day.
That's all one thing.
That is me often. Mm. I'm always losing my stuff.
The number one thing that stresses people out on any given day, the number one stressor, feeling overweight. That's the number one stressor.
Yeah.
That surprises me just because I would think that that's the kind of thing that, I mean, just like the health thing. If you're, if you got a health thing that's been nagging at, I guess it does make sense. You think about it whenever. You are going to think about it at least once a day.
So now you got this nagging thing, and then you're like, and I'm overweight, which is probably overweight, but my knee hurts, so I can't run, or at least it's giving me an excuse not to run, but my knee hurts. If I wouldn't weigh so much, then my knee probably wouldn't hurt. In order to not weigh more, I got to use my knee, but my knee hurts.
True.
I'm going to take a nap.
That's the best advice.
This is life.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.